obvious implication is that after you play the Boys of Summer, Don Henley, you're going to start talking about the weather on the radio, followed by groans of despair when you see the forecast. rain by about 11 today and rain all day. No, I'm out running on a massive 10K after
this. I was about to get the Barbie out tonight.
Well, yeah, I can tell you, it ain't coming out before next Saturday, so it's going to be like about 18 all week. It's just a typical British, inverted commas, summer's day.
And I just have to borrow a gazebo again.
Yeah, it's the 24th of July today, folks. I mean, this time next week when we do the show, we'll be knocking down the door of August. That is grim, isn't it? That is grim. Still, the winters aren't as bad as they used to be, so I suppose it's all levelled out, although I quite like the extreme of the seasons. I think we've lost a little bit.
I'd rather just have an extreme summer.
I think most people would agree with that, yeah. So, listen, one of the highlights of the summer is, for me, the test matches. I've not been for a couple of years, but as a birthday present, I was treated yesterday to England-Pakistan. And as the person to my left said at 6 o'clock when everyone was leaving the ground, I don't think we actually watched a ball of that. I found myself in the Foster's party stands. Got there a bit late because we were running late. And first things first, you're not allowed to take any alcohol into the ground. Okay, because they want you to pay £4.50 a pint.
Is that how much it is?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I managed to get four little bottles of red in my jeans pockets. See what I do? Here's how to do it. You roll up a hoodie, okay? Wear a nice shirt, look respectable. Roll up a hoodie for the rain to, you know, when it comes later, it gets a bit chillier in the evening. And inside the hoodie, you sneak a couple of little bottles of red and shove a couple in your inside pockets. They don't search you because you're not carrying a bag. Managed to get four in. And the carton of vodka as well. Which by about 3 o'clock was just doing the rounds. Yeah. But I have to say, if you've never been, I would suggest you don't even have to know anything about cricket. It was that funny. The clue was in the ticket. You're in the party stand. I didn't buy the ticket.
Did the other stands look on in disgrace?
Well, no. Okay, let me explain. So what happens is that one stand will heckle another one. And there's a lot of people there in Fancy Dress Saturday, a lot of Vickers, a lot of Simpsons, the Cookie Monster, people wearing just tutus. And one stand will heckle another. And the song basically goes, I've never seen a Vicar down a pint. Or I've never seen Homer down a pint. And on it goes. And then the person that they're talking to, that they're heckling, has to get up and down a pint. And then they get a massive round of applause. After a while, you run out of people to suggest. And I was with these great guys from Derby who I'd never met before. And I said, come on, lads, where's your next song? And they went, oh, we're waiting on you. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, we're pocket thief banterers. And I said, what's that? He says, well, you whisper something behind in your conversation, and then we've had so much to drink, we shout it out and claim it as our own wit. A pocket thief banterer. I've never heard of this. And he's doing this gesture where he's sliding his hand in his little pocket, to suggest that it was time for some more pocket thief banter. It was totally ridiculous. Anyway, so I started on, I've never seen a steward down a pint. And it was, I apologise if it sounds like carnage and you had to be there. I was relatively restrained. I mean, and of course, inevitably, I knocked someone's drink over. So £4.50 down, having to replace that. But it's just very compact. And if you saw it at all on the telly, now I hope this is video and audio that's on my Twitter feed. So if you go to the website, you'll find my Twitter feed, Horny Media. That's me, HORNEYMEDIA. I think the language is clean on this. I do apologise if it's not, but it should be. So something called Feed the Snake happens, right? Like this. So what happens with all the empty pint glasses is someone puts like about 10 of them together, and then someone else comes along and puts another 10. And then before you know it, they've got this beer snake going up. I mean, it must have been 200 metres up into the stand.
I can't believe how long it is.
It's huge.
At £4.50 a pint. And someone's raking it in.
And you're thinking, well, how does this end? And then suddenly, feed the snake, becomes kill the snake, and all the glasses, well, they're not glasses, they're plastic glasses, they go up in the air, and apparently it's the most hysterical thing on the planet, but it was. it was funny.
See, I bet up until that point, they're thinking, this will be nice and easy to tidy up afterwards. Everyone's put them in a nice stack.
Yeah, although it's impossible to transport the snake, but apparently it was live on Sky. Two people text me to say that we were on Sky. and I didn't start that carnage, by the way. It's just banter. And you should be able to go to a sporting event and you should be able to drink, you know, reasonably, and you should be able to have a laugh like that without a job's worth telling you otherwise. Here's the best bit. In this series of songs, I've never seen a steward down a pint. I've never seen a cookie monster down a pint. I've never seen a vicar down a pint. I've never seen Ed Sheeran down a pint. Five rows in front of me. Ed Sheeran.
The Ed Sheeran.
Ah, yeah. That's the point, yeah. It looked like Ed Sheeran. And I was confused. I started tweeting him going, are you at the cricket? I don't know him, obviously. It looked like Ed Sheeran. He's obviously heard it before. But at the point where the lads were singing, I've never seen Ed Sheeran down a pint. He gave them a sort of middle finger gesture back. And then they started singing Ed Sheeran songs. This poor guy, he said, I don't know what he is, what he does in life. You know, maybe he sells bacon butties by the side of the M6. Maybe he's a senior government advisor. Maybe he's Ed Sheeran. But his life now has become, wherever he goes in public, he's getting, oh, that's Ed Sheeran. Super League Live.